European auto sector weakness, dense growth outlook for Indian IT. Meta cracks down, China, Meta, Tata feel the heat. Craig is in safe hands. New CEO Mithun Sampath to money control. HCL Tech wins $1 billion AI deal.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, we've spoken a lot about how artificial intelligence is reshaping India's IT industry, but another challenge is quietly emerging, and it's coming from Europe. Several Indian IT companies depend heavily on European automobile manufacturers for business. As Europe's auto sector grapples with slowing demand, a difficult transition to electric vehicles, rising competition from Chinese automakers, and continued macroeconomic uncertainty, technology spending is being reassessed. That matters because European automotive giants such as BMW, Volkswagen, and Daimler are among the biggest customers for Indian engineering and R&D firms, including KPRE Technologies, LTTS, and Tata Elxsi. Many of these companies are now slowing or postponing engineering and research projects, and industry analysts expect this to weigh on revenue growth and margins during the first quarter. The impact will vary from client to client, but the slowdown is becoming increasingly visible. Now, adding to the pressure is the fact that large IT companies like TCS, Infosys, HCL Tech, and Wipro have been aggressively expanding their engineering and R&D businesses over the past few years as traditional IT services growth slowed. So while fewer cars being sold in Europe is one concern, the bigger story for Indian IT is delayed digital transformation projects, cautious client budgets, and slower discretionary spending. Moving on, India's technology ministry has had one of its busiest days in recent memory. First, IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw directed the Ministry of Electronics and IT to summon Meta over Instagram advertisements allegedly promoting child sexual abuse material. In another development, Meta launched an investigation into Tata Electronics after confidential Apple iPhone 18 Pro documents were leaked in a cybersecurity breach. And the ministry also confirmed that two Chinese-linked applications used by e-rickshaws, which had the ability to remotely disable vehicles, have now been removed. Three very different cases, but together they signal something much bigger. Whether it's global technology platforms, Indian manufacturers, or Chinese software, the government is stepping up oversight on online safety, cybersecurity, and national security. The message is clear. Compliance expectations for technology companies operating in India are becoming far stricter. Now, love it or hate it, one thing was undeniable. Kunal Shah was cred and cred was Kunal Shah. His personality, ideas and public image became inseparable from the company he built. Now, Cred is entering a new phase. After Shah's move to become the global head of WhatsApp, long-time executive Mithun Sampath has taken over as interim CEO. Speaking exclusively to Money Control, Sampath says, there's no reason for concern. We have a highly talent-dense company. We are in safe hands, he says. While Shah maintained the public face of Craig, Sampath has quietly overseen much of the company's operations since joining in 2020. And he now inherits a company that's in a stronger position than many expected. Craig has reported its first profitable quarter and recently secured a $450 million primary capital infusion from Meta. Sampath says the fresh capital will allow the company to expand its lending, co-branded credit card and broader financial services businesses as it works towards an eventual IPO. He also addressed speculation around Meta's investment. According to him, Meta is purely a financial investor, not a strategic one. That means no WhatsApp integration, no special partnership and, as he puts it, no acqui-hire. His message is simple, Cred is profitable, well-capitalized and focused on disciplined growth, not flashy expansion. Our final story then, we're ending on a positive note because this is some big news for India's IT industry. HCL Tech has secured a $1.14 billion AI-led transformation deal from a Europe-based Fortune Global 50 company, one of the largest AI contracts announced by an Indian IT firm this year. Now, the project is not a renewal, it's a net new deal. It will use AI to modernize the client's global digital workplace and enterprise network operations. It's another sign that companies are moving beyond experimenting with AI and are now deploying it to run mission-critical business functions. The deal also caps a busy few weeks for HCL Tech. The company recently announced an AI-led transformation partnership with Finland's Neste, expanded its AI collaboration with Nokia, and invested in sovereign AI startup Sarvam AI. Together, these moves reflect HCL Tech's ambition to build capabilities across the entire enterprise AI stack. More importantly, they highlight a broader shift in enterprise tech spending. Businesses are no longer simply buying access to AI models. They're investing in complete AI operating systems that combine infra, applications, data, and governance. With that, it's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for bringing us all these stories. Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups, minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikanth signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.